Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Amen. All right, so we are dealing with a very, very important subject. Now, some people may want to ask, why delve into this subject? Because God is touched with everything that touches his children. Everything that affects our lives affects him. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says that, "For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, seeing that he was what? In all point tempted like we are, and yet without what? Without sin. So whatsoever touch our lives touches him. Whatsoever affects us affects him. Anything that is important to us is important to him. You must understand that. Now, one of the things that needs to happen, please pay attention. Look up, everybody. Say it loud and clear. God is not a Nigerian. Say it again. God is not a Nigerian. Okay, let's step it forward. God is not an African. Say it now. He's not an American either. God is God. And there's a reason why I need to say that. Okay? Somehow your experience affects your perception. It does. For a long time. It affects the way you perceive God. In fact, I feel when we get to heaven, the people that will need rehabilitation the most are Nigerians. Because we have suffered. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give you an example. And this is not a way to water down anything. Okay? Or should I not give you the example? You don't know what I'm about to say. Better be careful of what you ask for. Our perception has been so altered that even when they use something in UK and send it here, we call it new. And we do that even to everything. I won't mention those things. In fact, there are first grade or whatever, socks. Yes. Even boxers, sir. There's a reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. Some people came from families that your birthdays are not considered essential. Because the problem on ground is already too many that will ask time for your birthday. Say, "Oh, today's my birthday." Call me when you need money. So that goes a long way to make us feel that God also is not touched by many things. When your relationship with God becomes LD, one of the things that will happen is that it will reflect in your prayer style. You know, I think a lot. So one time, I stood in front of our house and I was hearing a church. They were praying. Okay, then we lived for a while at a place, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, Ibafo. So I was hearing that church and I was hearing, "Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost." You know, I have no issue. Absolutely not. So I started asking myself, why is everything this hard? When you clap, 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 when your eye turn, you fall. They say that's it. And I watch people like Ben Hain, the Holy Spirit, you are welcome. The power of God is everywhere. Why is our life hard? And I discovered that it's our background. We have become so inaccessible. It's a fact. Even by God. So an average believer will rather think, if I've made a mistake, I should not go to church. Because the perception of God you have is the one that waits for you to come to his presence, then destroy you with judgment. Do you know you can talk to God about your marriage issues? Yes. You can talk to God about your feelings. Are you aware? That if you are having inordinate feelings, you can tell God, so, Baba, it has happened. And this is what is going on. I know you know, but it appears you will not do anything until I tell you. Because that's actually the truth. So what are we going to do about this now? And God will not say, all you. How many of you can pray like that? And just feel like hugging God. You say, the Bible says nobody can see man live and all that. It's a consuming fire. But Jesus came and gave us a proper definition. He's Abba. Daddy. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because many times, the reason why we have these issues is because of our perception of God and of his people. It's the perception. Many people don't know that before stepping out to teach, every time I'm close to tears or about to wipe away tears, I'm not teaching for teaching's sake. What I'm saying is very real to me. Not teaching because I have to teach on a Sunday morning. And most times, some of these serious challenges, we seem not to have messages that deals with them in their depth. It is one thing to talk about something by revelation. It's another thing to know the depth. These things have depth. Okay? And there is a dying world we need to connect to their depth. Yes. The devil has gone farther than you think. Where are you? People are dealing with masturbation and pornography. That's where you are. Ah, the devil has is gone farther than that. Things are happening, sir. That's the truth. And the same thing about parenting, and it's the same thing affecting the church. Some parents cannot connect with their children's depth. They think the children are novices, and the children know that it is the parent that is a novice. Both of them are novices, and they don't know them. They know that they don't understand their generation. They know. Gone are those days that, let me even not go into some of this stuff. So there are new complexities that we have to deal with as a church or as the church. There are new complexities that we have to deal with, and we have to understand them. We have to understand them. So let me not bore you. Dealing with the fear of marriage, what is called gamophobia, is real. The fear of commitment in marriage is real. Very real. Some people's relationship was going well until they began to talk about taking it to the next level. Then either the guy or the girl bolt and run away. Because they have no issue with falling in love, they have issues with commitment. And in fact, it's even more real outside the country, where people don't want to get married because any little mistake, the girl can report you to police and they deport you, even if you are the one that brought the girl to America. And that's the end. Or those who have made so much money. Look at the wife of Jeff Bezos. Is that his name? Yes. Just filed for divorce and collected, took half of the money. Huh? Just like that. What do you think other young billionaires will be thinking? It can't be me. Like, you have many of your football stars, they would rather have a girlfriend with children than to commit. Okay? So people have reasons why they are not seeing that fear. I said, I'm just reintroducing now, that the cause of this issue varies from person to person. It can be as a result of seeing wrong patterns or even experiencing one. Or maybe somebody who has been married before. One of the areas I hope to shed light is the area of divorce and remarriage. Yeah. Scriptures. And I've said it again and again. There are people to run away from. That we hope that the person you are marrying is not like this. Once we see the signs, we advise you to run, because you will die. And we don't want you to die in the name of being religious. Is that clear? I've seen cases. Somebody's wife is dying in the hospital. Just blood transfusion will save her life. Say, my doctrine does not permit that. The woman will die. It will cry. They bury her. Then marry another one. You see that now. But let me touch on something. There's a crisis. There's a big crisis now in the body of Christ. There's a crisis. Big issue. All right? Listen to what I want to tell you. Until we go back to discipling boys, in another 5 years, we will have situation by 80 to 70% of homes, women are the breadwinners. We have left the boys. Many of them are at marriageable age, but they are not marriageable. Why? They either don't have visions, don't have passions, don't have direction, don't have training. Many don't even know what it means to be a man. And if you call for meetings, they are the ones that will not come. The most difficult person to talk to is the man. The most difficult person to train is the guy. The most difficult person to instruct is the guy. Because this thing called ego seems to give the male man the impression that nobody can talk to me and I know everything. And they are doing marriage badly and frustrating the girls. And so, this is the issue. The average girl has been told that marriage is actually the definition of your what? Nonsense. So they would rather marry stupid boys than to wait. Who says that? Nonsense. There are many ideologies who will smash. Who gave you age to marriage? Nonsense. It's better to wait than to marry a fool. Now, guys are quiet. I'm not against you. Are you visionless? So talk to me. I say it's better to wait than to marry a fool.
Yes, sir.
You marry somebody, the person can't carry the size of your dream. You are the one pulling the person. You are the one saying, think better. He's not intuitive. He's not innovative. He's not a leader. People just go about and say, I'm ready to marry. With what? The way some boys are makes marriage scary for the girls. They are also part of the cause of gamophobia themselves. It's the fact. I'm telling you issues. You need to go and hear stories and see the kind of men some women have married. This one, only somebody that is under judgment should have married this one. Some men are judgment to the women that find them. It is the truth. And some women are judgment too. We have to help the boys. It's an emergency. We have to rescue the boys. Oh, in the past 1 decade, many ministry to the girl child, women empowerment. The girls are getting it right. I have a platform where I personally disciple people who are called, right, to global scale of leadership. I disciple them. Till now, all my students on that platform are ladies. It's not like I don't have boys that I can hurt, but they are too arrogant to learn. Or they don't even know what they want to do. These are girls already working with United Nations, doing different things. You give them assignment, they will do it. The boys, they won't. In fact, personally, I don't teach in marriage counseling anymore. I don't take any class, and I won't. Not for the girls, but for the boys. Too big to learn. Come for marriage counseling. They know everything. The girls are there learning. I will tell you fact. 90% of cases I receive about marriage is going wrong is from the boys getting it wrong. That is my own personal statistics. And this is an emergency, the body of Christ. We have overpampered that gender. Even if a guy is a fool, you prefer him as your president than an intelligent lady. So, I said gamophobia can exist in different forms. Individuals scared of getting married, but have made up their minds, and have made up their minds not to. Scared of getting married, and have said, I'm never going to get married. Number two, individuals scared of getting married, but are already about to get married, even with the fears. Now let's just face it. Number three, individuals scared of getting married, but are already married and being haunted by their fears. Things are already happening and they are saying to themselves, you see why I don't want to get married before? You see why I don't want to get married? You see why I want to be on my own? I listed how many causes of gamophobia, of marriage phobia. I gave you 9. Number one, dysfunctional background. I'm just going back over this. Go and get the message if you missed it. Dysfunctional background, environment, trauma, experience with a wrong partner, wrong counsel. Not everybody who is old is eligible to counsel. And there are broken marriage counselors. Yes. They are marriage counselors, but they are broken and battered. When you hear counsel from a broken person, they will communicate their injury. And they will give you fears that nothing around you necessitates it. And their fear becomes your fears. And once you carry that fear, it will create the problem. Fear has a way of attracting what you're afraid of. And that's why Job said, what I feared greatly has finally come. Till people have issues in marriage and say, you see now, this is what I was afraid of. This, that's it. That's the spirit. Are you with me now? All right. Number six, wrong exposure. Number seven, spiritual attacks. Number eight, past mistakes. Number nine, lack of trust for oneself. Some people feel they are not good enough for any partner. So I don't trust myself to be able to handle you, to be able to take care of you, to be there for you. I don't trust myself to be the kind of husband you want or you need, or the kind of wife you need, and so on and so forth. So people have that issue also. So I broke down my next conversation into two so we can be more specific. Okay? So we can be more what? So you can be more what? So I want to help you highlight what each gender are afraid of about each other. So let's turn to the book of 1 John 4 verse 18. 1 John 4 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. Can we read that together? 1, 2, 3, go. One more time. Because fear has what? Torment. Look at, I think that's not the end of it. He said, yes. Look at it. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So fear is not from God. Fear is a sign that we are not yet aware that God is in charge. Fear is a sign that we are not yet aware that God is involved. If there is any fear at all recommended for marriage to work, it is the fear of God. Ephesians 5 verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another. In what? In the fear of God. Submitting yourself one to another in what? In the fear of God. That's the only kind of fear recommended. Look at what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us spirit of fear. So it means if you see fear in any aspect of your life, the source is not God. Fear is not God's way of bringing you back or bring your senses back. Fear is not of God. Say, fear is not of God. Say it again, fear is not of God. Now let me go straight to the issue. So I discovered that we need to discuss certain things. Why are men afraid of commitment? Why are women afraid of commitment? What are the possible reasons why they are afraid of commitment? What are they afraid of? Let's highlight the both gender. So where do I start from? Men or women? Men. Men. Okay. They said men. So the question is, why are men afraid of commitment? See, some boys, visionary individuals, smart, good-looking, intelligent, intuitive, but they don't want to commit. They have everything going well. And at the same time, they tell themselves that marriage is not in my books for now. Why? So let's check a few peculiar, and this is actually from serious research. Okay? So I didn't just sit down and say this. No. Everything I'm teaching here is from serious research. And that's why it can resonate with a lot of people. It's not just from the crumbs. Amen. Number one is a very serious reason, serious issue in the world of men. Many men are afraid of changes a woman will make as time goes by. Do you know what I'm talking about? So let's deal with this in different areas. Many men are afraid. Look up, everybody. Are you with me? They look at a girl. Okay. I thought, you are sounding well now. You are making sense now. You are humble now. You are loving now. But when we say we do, hope you will not change. They've seen other things in life of their friends. The loving girl that the friend married, the uncle, and all that. And that suddenly changed and doesn't want to see people again. Nobody comes to greet us in our house. This is our matrimonial home. And sometimes that's not the kind of fear they have. They are afraid that this person that is looking figurehead now, say you will not blow. Hope this person is not just going to get big. And how will I be able to cope? Sometimes we have to be very real. They are afraid that by the time children start coming, what will you look like? you know, they try to imagine what will be the aftermath of raising children. Will she still be fine? Will she still make sense? How will she treat my friends and families? What can change? Well, newsflash. The woman is not the only one changing. You are changing too. That's the fact. We all experience life and we change. You will not be as young as you are in the next 10 years. You are changing. Your hairline is already going inside. And she too didn't plan to marry a man who is bald. Or semi-bald. Or potentially. Which is okay. And sometimes it's the size of your stomach. Eating good food and it's shooting out. And she also likes his packs. And you have changed. There is this sense of pride men have. That you get to have more of your youthfulness. Even at 40 and 50 compared to a woman. It's not so true. It depends on how the both gender use their body. That's the fact. Can I give a balance to this issue? This is the balance. Fall in love with your partner for something beyond their body, beyond their looks. Fall in love with the spirit, with the orientation, with the mind. Okay? I'm not saying looks don't matter. It's okay. God is not a killer of joy. He's not going to give you what you don't like. God has never forced marriage on anybody. I didn't like her, but God insisted. God insisted. You didn't hear well. That's not God. Okay? Our definition of love must not be shallow. Everybody make changes. And that's why marriage is not for boys. It's for men. How do you know a boy? He's not emotionally mature. The wife is pregnant. She's throwing up. He's covering his nose. You married her. He's throwing to her, saying, "You'll just be fine." As a boy. A real man is daddy. He fathers the woman. He's many things to her. Marriage is not for the surface. Even your children that you give birth to, they will not remain children. They change. So change happens. And there are negative changes that people have experienced that informs their fear much more. Okay? And we have to talk about that. For instance, can I be very real with you? Or should I just keep it? Can I be very real with you? One of the things you must learn how to do, either as male or female, is to learn to maintain your attractiveness. Some women can be careless. We are married now. It's a wrapper up and down. Tap, tap, tap. Wrapper. They've even learned how to tie it around the neck. This same you that was smart, wearing correct stuffs. No. They don't marry you 2 weeks. Na wrapper. No, you are not the wife of Madioa. You are not doing Oshobu River. Where is the rapper? And you are not carrying sacrifice. You won't put... What I'm trying to say is that package yourself in a way that you will not be a dealing to your spouse. You know what a dealing is? That God is dealing with you by giving you this person. That's a dealing. More like a cross. Okay? Don't make yourself a cross. Then in marriage, people don't talk sincerely. Okay, some men don't like a tie scarf. Tell her, don't say, you know, that book of 1 Corinthians, shut up. I don't like this. You are my wife. Remove it. When you make this S tie, it makes your face change. Say it. That's why you must see this jumping from 0 to 100 is a sign that we are not wise. Become friends. Why should you marry somebody you can't talk to? I don't think it's a big conversation to tell your spouse that you have bad breath. It's not a big deal. You see, being real is not a big deal. How afana? They chop chingong, so this thing will declare. You tell each other as what? Not that you are dying silently and you're just regretting and emoting and saying, you know that. Shut up. Tell her. I like you better on skirt than on trouser, or on trouser than on skirt. Say it. Many of these things can be controlled. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I am saying? Because the African culture is not built on sincerity. It is built on psychophancy. We like psychophants, those who sing our praise songs, even when you are not doing well. Yeah. I taught a message. What many men are afraid to tell their wives and what women are afraid to tell their husband. Deep one. You are not ready for it. I would have given you. Only gone. It's very, anyone who attended that meeting, no, we shattered the book. Shattered. Think of the worst thing in this life that no pastor will not be free to say. I said it. I told them. Many of them will go back home and begin to talk. Why should you be married and not talking? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Yes. So people are afraid of changes because they don't communicate. What kind of changes you make? The kind of this. Oh, yes. I would have loved to say some things, but they're 18 plus. You know, one time we invited a woman to come and talk to us about relationship during service. She came, said, "We're coppers." Said, "There are many things I'd love to say, but you know, you people are young people." Nonsense. The daughter that was in secondary school, I was the one counseling the girl. The girl has gone far. Mama is saying, "You people are young people to coppers." Yeah. People make changes, sir. And sometimes you have things that fascinate you in a woman. True? Be sure where they are coming from. Because they can become idols. The word the Bible used to describe the man who is married is husband. That word describes one that beautifies a garden, like a gardener. What your garden is a reflection of your skill, including how your wife dresses. I have more designs for women, for my wife on my phone, than design for myself. Okay, I check, I send. Check this out. Because I don't want to stand on the altar and say, I wish I didn't marry my wife. No. Everything you want your spouse to be, she can be. Except not the one that you are trying to make her be something outside God. Because there are men that are narcissists. Do you understand what I'm saying here? They will tell you that you have to do some surgery so that your nose can be like the nose of this. You have to do some lips, something. You put silicone in your breast so it can be pointed. Hey! This person looks like he's remaking you, like God did not make you enough. That's it. That's that kind of person. Once he starts talking around, just pack your load, pack your shoe. Don't even wear the shoe. Pack the shoe. Hey, run. Do you understand what I'm saying? So people are afraid of changes. And changes are real. Some changes are scary though. But they can be managed. So men are afraid of changes women will make as time goes by. Both character and physiological. Number two. Many men are afraid of insubordination. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 21, verse 19. Look at it. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Let me read it in Amplified Translation. It says, it's better to dwell in a desert than with a contentious woman with vexation. I love God's word translation. It says, better to dwell in, to live in a desert than with a quarreling and angry woman. Quarreling, always quarreling. Always quarreling, picking fight with husband, with neighbor, with everything, picking fight, always quarreling. Even Nepa takes like quarreling, everything quarreling. Good news says it's better to live out in the desert than with a nagging, complaining wife. Many people don't know what it means to nag, and they are the, those who don't know what it means to nag are the ones that nag. Say you are nagging. Say I'm not nagging. Is this what they call nagging? You are arguing with me. Say I'm not arguing. Is this argument? According to them, we have not even brought out the cat from the bag. I am just getting started. Do you have the capacity for peace? You know, this thing, when I ask this question, unless you are experienced, you think it's a joke. Some people don't have the capacity for peace. They by themselves can quarrel with themselves. Like, they are quarrelsome. I need to give very much explanation. Everything get them pissed. And they will not keep quiet. They will have the last say. You can't argue with them and be the last person to talk. They will have the last say. And the worst mistake you can make is to now tell them, I forgive you. I forgive you means that they were wrong. Say, you forgive me. You forgive me. Me. You must be an idiot. Oh, yes. Do you know the number of things in this house that I'm taking for you? You are now saying, you forgive me? They will prefer to win an argument than to have a home. That's dangerous. And sometimes, listen to what I want to say. It may sound a bit striking, but it's true. And I have proofs. It's because we raise firstborn girls like men. Yes. Many times. Sometimes that's the problem. I know that's a very bitter pill to swallow, but it's the truth. In fact, opportunity to serve in church can destroy your marriage as a girl. Yes. I've said some of you before, I've called you several times. Be careful as you serve, so you don't become a man while serving. Hey, you go do that there. Hey, you. Boys cannot marry another man. You have to first be a girl. And what is fascinating about a girl is your feminine nature, the softness. When a guy sees anything hard, he confronts it. When he sees anything soft, he protects it, except for a stupid guy. That word is not an insult, it's in context. Listen, there's no way we can deal with this and not be hard many years. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So even if you are serving in a church, and let's say, for instance, you are a pastor, but your husband is a member. Let me tell you, there are compromises to make. People came late to church, workers. You know, say, everybody be on your feet now. They're talking to you. You came late to this church, your husband is amongst them. Yoruba will say that if you don't eat yam because of oil, you will eat the oil because of the yam. Sometimes once you see that this person, you say, everybody just sit down. This is the last warning. You know, I move on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Let's get into something. What does it mean to be insubordinate? It means the refusal to obey someone of higher rank. I can't bend. Can't bow to nobody. No man can talk to me anyhow. And one woman will pull. There's a way you can be wrong and still succeed, but you will not be complete. Let me come again. There is a way you can be wrong and still succeed, but you will not be complete. It will be clear that you could have been more, but you did not become. But you can succeed. The issue is that because people who teach some things don't understand the depth. So you make people look like if you are getting this wrong, this is the result. And it's not true. They are saying, I'm not getting it. I'm getting it wrong, but I'm not getting that result. So there's something I know you don't know. No, you can be successful even when you are wrong, but you can't be complete. If we don't put things in the pattern God has ordained, we will have issues. Okay? So the issue is this. This is the balance. As a woman that is getting into a marriage, you just make up your mind. Listen to what I'm saying. I am marrying you because you are a leader indeed, and I submit to your leadership. I've vet you. I have checked. This is not just an emotional decision. I have looked at you, and you are a man worth submitting to. Don't marry somebody who is not worth submitting to, only to now force it down our throat that we can't. No, you married what you marry. Check. Can I follow your leadership? What does it look like? What's the quality of your decision? These are things to check while you are single. Not just your best food and best color and all that. You see, we get too carried away by the emotions. It's life you're about to do together, for God's sake. It's life. So you look at the person when things are, as things are going, as you converse. When this person decides, what's the quality of that decision? Where is it coming from? What's the quality of man that makes decision? Copy and paste in the future. What kind of change will he make? Those are things to check. And you observe from small things. Okay? I remember listening to the story, because it's public, so I can say it, the story of DDK. Described the time that the husband and herself, when they were dating, they went to, I think, the market or something to buy something. And the car, the guy was there at that point, the car broke down. The market, he tried everything, he cooled, and then he just told her that, Bola, please come down, join me, let's push this car. She said, when he said that, man, she said, this is the guy I'm going to marry. He wasn't insecure. I'm trying to claim what he's not, because you want to please a woman. I'm not saying you should not make your woman happy, but let a woman know the condition she's meeting you. That even shows us that you're a visionary man. Not like you are lying. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Any good woman understand that this, and she looks at you and say, with the way this person is walking, the quality of, no, he's going to get there. I'm going to join him and support him. In fact, a woman loves a man that she can partner with. Yes. So women are not afraid of your financial level. They are afraid of the fact that the financial level is what it is, and there's no vision to take you to plan B, to the next level. That's what they are afraid of. They are not afraid of the level you are. Nobody should be emotionally blackmailed for leaving anybody. If you don't show signs of the future, they will leave you. I think and it can be both ways. A girl that you want to marry to must have the capacity to carry your dreams. If she's talking upside down, like one who is selling agbo, you drop her. A very fine person with poor orientation will make a mess of your life. So you understand at that level that you are marrying more than the person. You are marrying an orientation. What's your orientation about peace? About submission? What quality of woman are you when it comes to submission? When it comes to peace? How do you argue with your friends? What's the nickname they've given you, Margaret Thatcher? So I like to have, if you see me when I'm discussing with the boys, there's no filter. I like to have, I'm the normal, I can blend into any system. That's the truth. Take me to where they are smoking weed. You'll be amazed how I'll blend into their reality. Forget about this suit we are wearing. We are rugged. Yes. I'm not a conventional person. So I do have interesting conversation with the boys, and I thank God for them because they don't hold back. And I ask questions. And when I ask questions, I make observations. I make observations and I say, my God, I just wish everybody can know this. Many people conclude things in church that you think they have not even thought about. But they've thought about it, gone beyond that, and made their conclusion. Yes. People are deeper than they look, sir. That's the truth. So in subordination, men are afraid of that. I like my peace than to marry a quarrelsome woman. Because even in the relationship, self, every day fight, tomorrow this. They block each other, a relationship of 3 years, they block each other like 90 times. You can't chop blocking, bam. And then after a while, Another friend will call them and say, you are fighting cat and dog fight. They will unblock each other and say each other, I. And say, I'm good. What are you eating this morning? Akamu. Okay. Take care. Yeah, you too. People that use a video call for now go to audio call. Hi. You good today? Say yes. Okay. Just want to say hello. I want to hear your voice. I say, I want to just say hello. Fight. After that one, you agree again. Another fight. I'm not saying when a relationship is healthy, people have misunderstanding. But the challenge we have with this, your relationship, is how far you go when you have misunderstanding. This one has already torn. Say, is this the clothes you bought for me? Cha! This is what you gave me on my birthday. Nonsense. What will I do with the rose? Because I just got it. Nyah! Doesn't matter how funny they sound. They are more really marriage. Number three is a serious one. Let me remove my wristwatch to deal with this one. I need to deal with this one. Men are afraid of emotional numbness in women. Close your note. Let's talk. Shall I teach you? Okay. 90% of cases when women lost the men around their lives is because they are not expressive. Say, I'm not an expressive person. You are losing the guy. Whether, listen, no. Because we have seen books and people saying that women are complex, women are deep. You know, men are deeper. The one that will talk, we know you have problem. We will know and attend to it. The one that will not talk but make decisions, that person is complex. The issue of emotional numbness, let me tell you what it means. It means a woman not being able to respond in certain degree of emotion, either to reciprocate certain expressions. Many people are too churchy for the ideal marriage they want. They are numb. They are not just numb. They are novices. They are novices. Apologies, but that's just the fact. This is the reason why bad girls marry good boys. Because the bad girl is not clueless. The good girl is clueless. Once we tie... Let me mention... People don't want to teach this so people will not misunderstand them. Misunderstand me. I don't have issue with it. Just get what I'm saying. I am saying that the way you are acting in church, too strict. Hello, hi. This. The boys around your life are suspecting you that you will not change if they marry you. Yes. And they are afraid of living with a woman who cannot respond emotionally. One who is not emotional. They know. And we are not saying you should become bad girl. Get what I'm saying. But we are saying church has created a culture of pretense. That we don't have people express themselves. I want to give an example so you can understand what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I'm not going there. If you want to talk about the eyes of the beholder, that's a level. I'll talk about that. You don't want to talk about it as a reality. I'll talk about that. But let me leave you at the level of the eyes of the beholder. Okay, but let me also come out. Let me stay in the middle so you can know how reality will be. Whether beholder or no beholder, all of us, they behold. But the issue is that what we are beholding differs. Help those who are beholding to give them something nice to behold. Don't say that beauty is internal. Only God will reward you. On earth, you go suffer. That thing where they say, manifest it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Jesus, help me, Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Some clothes are finer than each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? So wearing makeup that fits you is better. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes beret, it has people, it's good for some, not good for some. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you want to give a tailor clothes to sew, check the body type of the person wearing it and yours. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not even sure we are ready for this one. Some girls are just numb. Clueless. Because they think that the way the guy is doing holy, holy, holy is also clueless. Meanwhile, the guy knows something. They have a conversation. She's not responding. She doesn't know what to say. Some people are very nice until they get married. They're emotionally numb. They don't even know the needs of the man. Sometimes vice versa, because I'm going to deal with the issue of the women too. They don't know the needs. They've not prepared themselves for that kind of need. A girl who is married with sex. Yeah. This kind of thing. Don't marry you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've lost you now. See, religious people. Sometimes the most difficult person to marry is a church girl. Because they don't even know anything. Now, I'm trapped now because I've entered. I have to come out. There are women we insult in the Bible, but there are lessons to learn from them. One of them is Jezebel. Jezebel might be a bad woman. She was a good wife. The man will be disturbed. Say, relax. What's your problem? Go and eat. Consider it done. Delilah. He said, he cut off the head of Samson. But at least he know how to make a mighty man put the head on the laps. Your own. Put the leg down. See, it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Wedding night, your husband wants to touch you. Say, curry. He better calm down. Father, take away all the anointing now. I didn't beg you for this. Have I still lost you? Time to be with your husband. You make prayer look as if the man is an infidel. Meanwhile, you are the one who doesn't know how to time your prayer. You want to touch you, say, shall we pray now? Let's first pray 30 minutes in tongues. Yanko tamai, elegene mai. Fathers, we're about to start. I know you are laughing because you feel it's not possible. Meanwhile, it happened. Number 4. Men are afraid of marrying women who are extremely independent. Let me explain. There's something called extreme independence. Yes, it is important that everybody should have their own money, do their stuff and all that. But there are women coming with the mentality of, I can do without you. Why marry if you are ready to do without the person immediately? Or just like that. I can do without you. What do you have? Who are you? Let me say this to you. Remember, I was talking to my wife and we were talking about some things. Kind of put some, you know, settle some matters. And I said to her, the most difficult woman to marry or to live in peace with is a woman who doesn't mind living alone. There are people that they are that strong, like go, and they will stay unmarried. It looks like strength, but it is negative strength. It is not strength. It is a weakness. Be soft. Be tender. Be compassionate. Be loving. Being fragile is not a weakness.
It's a serious matter I'm talking about here. And I think that's the extreme of the women emancipation people, because sometimes you take it too far and we have something else. That's the extreme. There's a balance. Yes, be strong. Yes, be independent. Yes, have money. Yes, do all those things. Get to the top of your career. But understand what marriage is. Understand what marriage is. And when you are in it, be loving. Go all the way. You can get it right in every sphere of your life. You can get it right. In your career, you can get it right and still get it right in marriage. You can get it right in every sphere. So we have people, they are saying, yes, I do. But if you try nonsense, I don't. So when there are matters, instead of us having a case where we can help you arrange the matter, one person is coming with the mindset of, if it will break, let it break. You can never settle it. Any home that it will work, both people have decided this will work. If it is from one person, the other person will pull it down. The other person will pull it down. And we have to understand that. Extreme independence. It's a way we have westernized marriage. Yes, there are conditions that necessitate running for your life. But not small, small dispute. Threaten your husband with getting out of the house. Talk to me like this again. I'm going to leave your house. When a man has alternative, there's a way he talks. He's comparing the wife with the alternative. So alternative. Try this. That's not the original design. Okay? Extreme independence. Disrespect. Regard. Particularly around money matters. Now that this girl is all respecting and all good, now that there's money, what will she look like if I'm going through a season that things are dry? Many men ask those questions. Unfortunately, there are exceptions. Unfortunately, there are very few women that know how to manage abundance plus humility. That's the unfortunate truth. We have to be balanced. Okay? Yeah. There's a principle of cause and effect. We are not saying that the effect is necessarily right because of the cause. Because you must learn also not to react. See, to every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. These are laws. They are scientific laws. But we are not governed by those laws. We are governed by higher laws. So some men have found out that women, yeah, you can only have a woman listening and all that when she doesn't have. So they now come out with the worldly and devilish wisdom that if you have a woman, you want her to be humble. Don't just make sure she doesn't have money. That's devilish. That's devilish. Marry character in the first place. Okay? So don't marry somebody you will have to break. Already you are taking an assignment you can't finish. That's devilish. Okay? And you must, if you feel dishonored and disrespected in your house, you must keep emphasizing on it till it is gotten. Men love honor. And sometimes what a woman calls honor is not what the man calls honor. Men hate abandonment. Honor is to show that you are preferred. Honor is to show that you have premium value. Honor is to show that this is the height. Honor is separation. You see, let me tell you this. Normal case. Honor is a way to any man's heart. Honor is. Okay? And it doesn't matter how busy and all those things you are as a woman. I'm going to use the illustration of the church now, for instance. Your first duty is to your spouse. But let me explain. In the book of Ephesians 5, when Christ, Paul, speaking about marriage, he used the comparison of the church and Christ. Is that okay? Good. Very important. And that's why I made this vice versa. Men too. Your first duty is to your wife. But listen to this. Do you know ministry is a byproduct of our intimacy with God? We don't get carried away and leave the one who gave us in the first place. That's the idea. Vashti lost it. The women she was holding meeting with when the king called her, that meeting was possible because she's married to this guy. The moment she upheld the meeting above the calling of the king, she lost her crown. It is not for queens to do such, to walk in this regard. It is not a, see, listen to what I'm saying. Rudeness is a lazy man's way of showing strength. Anybody who is rude has low self-esteem. In fact, it is one of the markers of low self-esteem, rudeness. Sometimes I see people come on my timeline, maybe I post a video, you know, I agree, and they just insult me. Like, you could have asked for explanation. I don't even have the time to, you know, go over these things. Somebody just come, mumu, I'm like, my God, and this person is going to get married. People are carrying injuries, carrying bad character. I was somewhere, and a young man just walked up to me. He said, I have a confession. I said, I'm listening. He said, I'm one of those that used to troll you online. Okay. Congratulations. He said, but you have blocked me. I said, on what platform? He said, both Twitter and Facebook. But because I have a very constant nature, 2 plus 2 for me is 4 all the time. The only people I block are those who use vulgar words. So you want to learn from me, you see, but you now opened another account to be trolling me. I'm like, how? Why? I will not unblock you. If I know the new one, I'll block it now. Maybe you have sense. People are just funny. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Everybody, see, you have to make up your mind. What do you want? Do you want a home or you want to be a boss? Choose one. You have to make up your mind. You can't have the boat. You have to make up your mind. There will be compromises when you make up your mind. There are things you will not be able to do. See, listen. Peace is not attending to every matter. There are things you allow to slide and wait for the perfect time to bring them up. Two people can be foaming at the same time. This person is at the peak. Soft words turns a way out. It's a biblical principle. We are not subjugating anybody. It's biblical. Okay? We must understand this thing, sir. We must understand it. In the home. Okay. Subordination, disrespect, disregard. These are issues. Number what now? I think I'm going to jump the issue of number 6. I'm just going to mention it, then I'm going to now probably enter deep into it. No, let me ask you this question before I give you number 6. Is it possible to have an issue with familiarity in marriage? Okay, good. Over familiarity. I thought you would say no. How can you be familiar? Yes. In fact, it's one of the very big issues in marriage. If you use Nigerian English, they call it see finish. See finish. I saw a movie years back. I remember what year now, as far back as 2005 or 2004. One of those old Yoruba movies. Now I barely watch them, except maybe the ones that is new guys with new orientation. We have movie night and all that. So, used to have movie night. Yes.
pray that God will change me. Okay? So the woman, is this, the story is about a king, a very powerful king, one of the most powerful king in Yoruba kingdom and all that. So I think the wife, you know the way all those days now, the wife, he was bathing and the wife was there, and the wife asked, is this you? Is this all that you are? And people are afraid of you. The man said, I will show you all that I am. So he called the guards and said, cut off the head. I'm not saying that's a doctrine. Okay, but I'm just showing you a story. What caused that? Familiarity. Why did Vashti not respond to the king when he called her? Familiarity. Okay? I think I once taught a message on letters from Vashti. Yes, I once taught on letters from Vashti. I've taught many things in this life. Okay? But in her lifetime, she has not died. And they were auditioning for her role because of dishonor and familiarity. And that's what happens. Some people are still alive, but there's vacancy in their position because of familiarity. And it kills marriages, it kills homes, it kills marriages. People get over familiar with each other, no longer treat each other well the way they used to, no longer respect each other the way they used to. That even so, a man, we are looking at this from the men's side. Is that from men's side? Is that okay? We don't feel I'm one side, we have not touched the women at all. So a man is looking at it and saying, yes, I know who I am, I know what I am. So let me give you an instance now. I have a circle of friends, and anybody who knows me know that I relate with people based on the level of our relationships. I have friends that whether they are in my house or I go to their house, the first thing we do when we see each other for the first 5-10 minutes is wrestling. The wife will be carrying phone and say, don't kill him. My wife is carrying phone. I say, hey, hey, hey. And I say, I'm going to give you chokehold. This is chokehold. No, hold you. So I have people that we relate to that. If I have videos on my phone that say, which videos you got? It's one. Right? So I have such relationships. I have very healthy relationships. I don't believe that the anointing you carry should make you too big to do. You know what I'm saying now? Yeah. But the people that works with are the people that they understand the switch. They know when he's a friend, and they know when he's speaking as a prophet. Many women don't know the switch. When is the sweetheart? And when is the priest? When you can switch from cuddling to please say a word. It's a vital switch. It's a vital switch in marriage. Very important switch. And once you don't know the switch, you have issues. And most of my friends have gotten so amazing testimonies and beautiful results by understanding the switch. At the critical moment, just reach out and say, we can't have you here and be going through this issue. Say a word. My friends sow seed to my life. Yes. My friends sow seed to my life. Understanding that now this is not just a friend now. This is the apostle. If God trusts you with a mighty man, can you know the switch? And not water him down and just talk and talk down and say, where are you? And sit down. Your mate are doing better. That's serious issues. The familiarity. It clouds judgment. It affects marriages. Number what now? Number 7. Some men are afraid of their space being invaded. I'm not saying all the fears. I'm listening. I'm saying your fears I've investigated. So when I marry now, you mean somebody's going to be in my space all the time? Yes. But let me ask you a question. Are you aware that in marriage you still need privacy? Are you aware? Do you usually need privacy? Good. So I don't feel guilty because I always need privacy. When I'm going through something, yes, I'm going to talk, but first, I need to cave in and navigate until that has happened. Men don't know how to say it. When a man is going through a turn, the first thing he wants to do is not talk, is to understand it. And for that to happen, he needs that moment. And many women don't understand. Am I not your wife? Why? See, listen to what I'm saying. A man is not the kind of being you make to talk by saying you are not talking. Men are not like that, oh. Once you are saying, you are not talking all the time, won't talk to you, you are not talking. Is see, the worst that will happen is that he will tell you what you can do. Men, fear will not fear man. He will look at you and say, since you are a baby, okay, so this is, and what he has told is less than 5% of what is happening. Meanwhile, how do you get a man talk? Create the environment. Start with gisting. Do more of listening. Allow him. Once he enters that flow, he'll be rushing like tap water. And he will say, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but this is, and while he's talking, never you make it look like what he's saying is too big. Like, hey, you mean you what? When you say, I know that you can't do it, then it comes down to your level again. You need the heart of a mother to bring out the boy in a man. You better know what I'm teaching you now, because if you need to be deep. Marriage requires that you are deep. If not, you'll be living in different worlds. But if they ask you as the woman, you say you are united. But the man knows it's a lie. Oh God. Somebody doesn't seem to believe me. Don't be a baby girl. When it comes to bringing out the boy, be a mother. Like Delilah. The head can stay on the laps and he's just talking. Do you know how to make a man talk? Or you think you can blackmail a man into talking? You are not talking to me every time. Hey. Fear will not fear man. Men are not. A man is not wired like that. He has complaints. He has fears. What he needs is the right atmosphere. Once the atmosphere is right, you have him. And once you are the one he pours it to, you have him. The person to be afraid of is the one the man talks to. Do you understand what I am saying? You need to understand. If not, you'll be having Cinderella marriage. It will be rotting under. You don't know anything. So you must understand. Okay? So many people are checking. If I get married, will I still have my privacy? We are not saying that you begin to live like people from different world. We are saying that it is actually normal that in marriage you still need your space. Yes. Now I stand primarily in the office of a prophet. I'm going to explode every day if I don't have those alone moments with God. Like I want to tear open. When you look at the fact that I can go for 6 straight weeks ministering from different places to places, and the results are consistent, there are healings, testimonies, and all, don't you think there's a lifestyle that is required for that? I think one of my greatest fears when I was getting married was this space invasion thing. I think that was one of the most critical conversations we had. Like, yeah, oh woman of God, at least 3 hours. Help me. At least. So when we got married, I noticed I'm praying and I'm troubled. Like it is not landing. And I know that's God saying, where's your wife? So many times I go out, leave the prayer room, and I check, my wife is laying there at the door. I say, how will my prayer be answered? Like I'm stressing you. So what will I do? I leave the prayer. God, I'll come and meet you later. Okay, so how are you doing? this. Say, I'm missing you.
But never you think that because you want to fellowship, you want to pray, so your woman now becomes a log of wood. Say emotional woman is demonic woman. Now lie. Don't demonize women's emotions. In fact, people who talk like that, you should be afraid if your wife is not emotional. No, you should be afraid. You know, in this generation, particularly our apostolic movement, you want to make it look like, the angels, they are fellowship with you. Angels were giving jollof rice. So your woman is, you will suffer. We talk nonsense. Wait till you are married for like 5 years, then come back and talk. Until then, you don't have any advice for the body of Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is a serious matter. And I see such things on social media. I see young boys. People that different girls are bouncing with no. They are going there. No wonder they will give you no for life. You go there and say, yes, yes. When you are fellowship with the cherubims. And then one woman. Cherubims. So for your mind now, you be spiritual macho. We are the custodian of the new. Yourself, don't you are gamophobia. You are marriage phobia. Like we should. When we hear you, we now become. I see some of you. You go on such posts and like. I say, what will even shock you to your bones is women liking it. Who did this to us? It's normal for a woman to be emotional. It's normal for a woman to want attention. It should be more dangerous when she's no longer asking for the attention. She has become another man on your matter. That's not good for you. There are good problems in marriage. Saying, my wife is clinging, it's good. It may be challenging, but it's good. Manage it. But the one that can tell you, you don't even talk on phone for 1 week, yeah, I'm okay. How? You saw it. One of the testimonies this morning, I want to thank God. Sometimes I'm only able to talk to my wife till evening, and then thank God. I hear the testimony. I said, correct guy. Correct guy. You are not married. You don't go understand that testimony. Marriage is marriage, sir. Okay? Many times I'm in the middle of a service. I video call my wife. Say, hello. How you doing? That's one. That small 30 seconds. Say, hi. Take care, take care. She will minister well. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not every time prayer point. Sometimes wire her money. They just use this one to hold body. Every time you come back from meeting, encounter with angels, volume 1 to 12. Wait. Because you heard Bishop Oyedepo said he traveled out and the wife said, what did you buy? Said, I bought books. So you turn and say, yes, I'm going to repeat it. Repete, yeah, suffer. At what stage in their marriage did he do that? Have you been helped? Thank you, Lord. I see God healing somebody's emotions. Yes. He's draining somebody's tears. You are recovering better. Stronger. You are coming out of the grip of heartbreak. Yes. Fears caused by religious institutions. Yes. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. God is equipping and preparing you for the kind of future you need. It's giving you the wisdom, the strength, the empowerment. That indeed anybody who finds you will say, I found a good thing. I've obtained favor from God. He's making you wholesome on all sides. You are healthy. You have health and life. In the name of Jesus. We clear out the debris. We clear out the issues. The backlogs of issues. We clear them out. By the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask that the balm of Gilead is mending hearts, encouraging people, strengthening you again in the name of Jesus. Empowered to do the will of God. Empowered in the name of Jesus. Shakata bakotesh. Yende keroko si prafra de keroko shende. Yende kero si fra. Jesus. Help for everyone under the sound of my voice that marriages will work in the name of Jesus. You will know better and do better. Through the knowledge of the Spirit and His help, you will not repeat patterns. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me ask you a question. Have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.